warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire's Europlay.
What is up all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? This is your girl, the one and only Miss Sapphire. Sapphire, if you're extra fucking nasty. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe it's been almost 3 weeks, I feel like. It's been 3 weeks since the last episode, I feel. And I kind of left you guys on a cliffhanger. Thank you to all those who participated last week on the special Ask Sapphire. Oh, thank you, Tone. Thank you for saying I'm gorgeous, baby. So like I said, it's kind of crazy. Like, we did the Ask Sapphire edition. You guys really didn't ask some deep ass questions. I told you I would answer anything under the sun, and you motherfuckers were like so scared or something because you didn't want to ask like some juicy content. When somebody says, ask me anything, I'm expecting someone to say, have you fucked, I don't know, in front of a dog? Have you had a dog or a cat lick your toes while you were orgasming? Or, you know, when's the last time you took shit? None of y'all ask that. You guys ask the surface questions that you find on social media. Someone even kept asking the repetitive sex shit. Like, yes, we all know that I'm a squirter. And if you didn't know that I'm a squirter, you need to go back on Sapphire's Earplay on the Misfits Podcast Network, on iTunes, on SoundCloud, on Podomatic, wherever the fuck you want to find my podcast. And you're going to learn some shit about me. Okay? So if you're just finding me from the All Out Show, I welcome you. Welcome. It's kind of funny when you see me not fucking up the news, right? It's kind of funny, but I'm a little freaky. And on this 100th episode, yes, it's been 100 episodes of Sapphire's Earplay, not 100 episodes I've ever done in radio. I've done like way more than that. But it's 100 episodes of Sapphire Earplay, and it's kind of awesome. It's like 100 orgasms. I have given you guys 100 orgasms. I don't know how many orgasms I've really broken in a night. I usually stop counting once it just comes and comes and comes. You get it? But it's going to be a good show tonight because we're dedicating it to one of my favorite combinations right now. And that's sex and weed. I am a sexy, functional stoner. And I'll show you how functional I am. So you might see me looking at different angles because we actually got a secret that I'm going to soon reveal later on that you guys are going to be awesomely surprised about. And it's something that you guys have all been waiting for, those who have stuck around since the beginning, since when we did Erotic City Radio. We're moving to a different, I'm going to say this, we're moving to a different platform, still using Periscope, but I'm going to get a little bit more into the social media because you can get me anywhere else. What up, Miss Butterfly, with your fine ass? Look at you. I always get the girls all hyped. If you're a female, I'm going to call you sexy. I'm going to call you, you know, whatever the fuck you are. Hot, cute, beautiful. And that's not just because I'm sexually deprived from female loving. It's because I appreciate the ladies. I really do. So anyways, I'm going to take the first tote for you guys from my little Hello Kitty bong. If you can't see, it's got a little weed leaf on it. It's a little celebratory. Hello, Miss T Brown. Girl, I can't believe that fuckery you had on the bus. Tone, you better smoke up. So if you're smoking, I wanna know. Let me know what you're smoking. If you're feeling horny at any time, I wanna know too. So I'ma toke this up for y'all. This always happens. I swear to God, this always happens. The first hit of the day. I haven't smoked weed all day. I haven't sober all day. Okay? I have not been high all day. So the first toke. I love, hey. None of the screenshot in business. I saw that. None of the screenshot in business. Y'all know that's a pet peeve of mine. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Yes, I don't smoke during the day. I gotta work. Everybody thinks I go to work high. No, I cannot be high at work. too much to deal with. And especially what happened to me at work. Let me tell you what happened to me at work. And then let's get into the topic, which is weed and sex, which is my favorite combination by far. So today on the All Out Show on Shade 45 on SiriusXM, Rude Jude and I decided that since I fuck up on the news, they gave me a dog collar that shocks you. Now, usually the dog collar is for dogs that need to like stop barking all the fucking time and probably like pee themselves. But though, if you're trying to stop your dog from peeing, I wouldn't shock them, because I feel like if you shock them, they're just gonna piss them more. I mean, hell, I thought I was gonna pee at one point, getting shocked just by the legs. Now, everybody loves the little legs. Let me show you little legs. Look at these legs. Look at these legs. You see these legs? These legs got shocked today. The legs got shocked and it hurt like hell. It really did. At one point, it hurt like hell. And then everybody gets started and like called in today, and they're like, "Girl, are you orgasming over there?" No, I'm not orgasming. Do I really need to post up the audio that I've been teasing for the longest time of me having sex? Like, do y'all need to really hear how I have sex? I have some people here that have heard me have sex. And I don't scream when I have sex. I moan very loudly, but I don't scream, okay? I screamed today when I got shocked. It hurt like hell. Put a little battery to your tongue and charge that to like 1,000. That's how that shit felt like. At one point, I wanted to say on air, let me put it on my pussy to see if it's gonna shock the monkey in the right way. No, after feeling out my leg, I can't imagine what the fuck it would do to my clit. I think it would have burnt my clit to a crisp. And I've done enough damage to my clit for a lifetime. But we don't need to talk about that tonight either. So, let's get on with it. You guys have been asking, what's the latest update with you and Mr. Suit and Tie? Suit and Tie is, I guess you could say, he's my dom. He is a guy that I met on Tinder and I went on a date with. Didn't know much about him until we had this date and conversation about BDSM. And he goes and visits local LA dungeons, as I like to call it. And dungeons are safe zones where you can go and play. And get, you know, the shit kicked out of you, or you can beat somebody in a sexual manner. I'm not talking about like Fight Club. So you might get the nipple clamps, you might get whipped, might get, I don't know, electrocuted, all this fun stuff. But anyways, moving forward, Mr. Suit and Tie, we have some really good sex. Like, fuck you, Christian Grey. It's all about the 50 Shades and then some of Sapphire and Suit and Tie. Like, shit gets freaky up in here. Remember the last time I told you guys, the man put me on a staircase and locked me up and opened up the door to the takeout guy, and I was butt-ass naked and he was holding a whip, a little flogger. So it's routine with us that he handcuffs me or puts me in these little restraints all the time before we have sex. And for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, however long, until I'm ready to be fucked, we play. We play with toys. So he said he has an interesting device for me, and this happened 2 weeks ago. And I still remember it like it's yesterday. So Suit and Tie brings in this bag of goodies, and it has my restraint, has my flogger, or his flogger, which also has like a crystal dildo at the end of it that's rigid, so he can fuck me with it, and then he can flog me. Flogging means like whipping, and it has like multiple leather, little feathery like material. So anyways, he's flogging me, whipping me, he's spanking me, then he gets out this bamboo stick, and he's breaking it on my ass. I mean, he's going to town on my ass, and I'm just like floored. And of course, I beg him to fuck me. Now, before that, I asked him with permission, "You can drink, I just want to smoke." And he's like, "That seems to be your go-to." And I said, "You have no idea. Sex and weed takes me to the next level. And especially having sex with you, I definitely do not need to be drunk. I need to be high. There is something about sex when you're high, it's so much different than sober sex. The touch is like 10 times more intense. I feel like, for me, I get wetter when I'm smoking. Even though some people say that you tend to dry up a little faster during sex when you're high. I feel like, honey, it's like the, what is it? Niagara Falls, just whoosh, buckets, buckets and buckets. It's just nonstop. So anyways, we're having fun on the staircase and he brings out a fuck sock. It literally looks like, my friend who's here, she literally just looked like, what the fuck is a fuck sock? So a fuck sock is a power tool that literally looks like a saw. And so at the end of it, usually there's something sharp. At the end of this device, it's a dildo. And so usually the dildos are longer. It's usually the size of a full-blown penis. And it's loud. And you can hear it go, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Now this, because he made it himself, he gave me the prototype, which had the tip of his dick molded, which has a very nice shaft. And the end of it was the whole fuck saw thing. So I get a little nervous because it looks a little wobbly. So I said, hold on, I need to smoke some more. Because if I'm gonna have this thing entering in me, and I'm gonna go out with a bang, and that thing just like shoots out, like what if the whole thing just broke apart, shot up in my pussy? Like, I would have died instantly. You know how I joked around and I said, you know, I'm gonna fuck you till the dildo comes out of your mouth? That's what probably would have happened. It would have been like Final Destination. He turns on the fuck saw and it goes, the thing probably would have came off, pounded my gut, out my mouth, been sprawled out butt-ass naked, and dead. How do you explain that to the cops? What happened here? Sir, I fucked her with the saw. How come she's not split in half? Because it was a fuck saw. So anyways, shit was good. And I'm a freak. So, it goes a little slow. So first it's like, doosh, doosh, doosh. I'm not high yet. I took a couple cups, a couple of tokes, and I'm just like, okay, this feels kind of nice. So he's going, doosh, 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 in my puss. So then I tell him to go a little faster. Then it starts feeling like, you know, when you're masturbating, you like to go a little faster with things, ladies. You know what I mean? When you start diddling your skittle and you have like maybe a little dildo and you're vibrating and you just, you know, you ride it a little harder. So at one point I spread out my legs even more and I said, faster. So he starts putting that thing on motherfucking high. And at the same time that this thing is going off, I hear my next door neighbors coming in to their door. I'm hoping to God, I actually am hoping to God that one day I get the knock on the door saying, ma'am, you're just fucking too loud. And I'm like fucking loud or fucking too loud? I want them to say, you're fucking too loud, ma'am. Like, you're too much. It's too much sex to deal with. But then at the same time, they never do. So I think they just like to perv out and hear me fucking, which is kind of nasty, you fucking perverts. But that thing is loud, and I will post it on my Snapchat. I will post the fuck saw video. It's not of me getting fucked because y'all are not going to get that X-rated. But if you follow my Snapchat, Ms. Radio Sapphire, that's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE, you can get the exclusive fuck saw video of this man-made machine. Now, ladies, if I were you, go get yourself a dom. Get yourself a creative man. Like, if you are so sick of people saying, oh my God, I'm tired of having the same boring ass sex. Sex is not boring until a man, no, sex is boring until a man makes a toy modeled after the cock that you like and fucks you with it. I'm not saying I love the guy, I love the toy. And I love his cock. And I even say, I like your cock while he's fucking you, because it's good. Now here's something else weird. I notice when I get a little bit too high, I get a little bit too aggressive. And remember, I love face sitting. I t- time to get a little bit more rough. Because it feels so fucking good and I don't want to let go, I will kind of almost, like, want to break your nose. Like, I want to fuck your nose at one point. But it feels so good on the clip. And this man has, like, a full mustache, like a beard, like a gentleman's beard. So it's even better. So I just want to, like, rub my face all up in and just, like, put it up in unmentionables and all that. So at one point, I noticed I was riding his face too hard. But then it was just like this overwhelming wave was coming over me, and this is when the high was kicking in. So at this point, my body's feeling good, my pussy's feeling loose, my arms are feeling loose, and I'm just like, fuck me! It was too much. I needed to be plowed that night. It's a good ass one. Hello, Mr. Pierce. So it's just, it's so good to be, you know, just at that good high. And people ask me, don't you get sleepy when you smoke weed? Of course, but it depends on the strain. For me, it depends upon the strain, because there's a lot of strains out there. It doesn't matter if it's indica or sativa. And yes, those are different strands where one is an upper, one's a downer. Sometimes the hybrids are the ones that make me sleepier, and it's the indicas or sativas, depending if I smoked it out of a pipe or out of a bong, that are just gonna get me just wild and loose. So I'm gonna give you guys some strains or strands, however the fuck you wanna call it, that get you the horniest. So this is part one ending. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Sapphire's Ear Play part two. I hope you guys have been enjoying the 100th episode. We'll be right back.
I want to let you know about themisfitsnetwork.com. That's themisfitsnetwork.com. You can subscribe to all of our channels under one hub. If you just go to themisfitsnetwork.com, check it out. Sapphire's Ear Play is on there. We got Hormones Podcast, Awkward Moments, and one of my personal favorites, Poop Culture. So check out themisfitsnetwork.com. Make sure to also subscribe to them through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Clamor. All right, back to Sapphire's Ear Play.
Hello, Miss Birdie, or Mr. Birdie. I don't know if you're male or female, but I'll just say hi. What's up, Karina? What's up, Jonathan? Who else is in here? Oh, I'm sorry, I can't see you. I'm sorry. Hey, hey. What's up, Cunt Toronic or Tontic? What up, TC? What up, Sweet Pea again? Enjoy my broadcast? Good, I'm glad you are. What up, TL? I'm just dropping everything now. Y'all got me all funny. Oh, Moad, what's up? Okay, so guys, we are coming back. We are back, we are back, we are back. All right, Sapphire's Ear Play is back, and oh my goodness, I hope you guys enjoyed that first half of hearing my little highness of a sex story with Mr. Suit and Tie. Like I said, for me, when I get high and I have sex, it's really out of this world. Like, I don't want to be cliche and say like, oh my God, it's so far out. Night. Like, seriously, it takes you to a different level. If you have the right soundtrack especially, and you have the right strain, it's amazing. Your masturbation sessions, ooh, good Lord. Remember I said the longest I masturbated for was 8 hours? It was also because I had a shit ton of weed that night. And I was really just fucking horny. And I didn't want to call over some person only to just kick you out when the deed is done. Risk the 50-50 chance that it was not even that great. Because yes, there are times where I have people that come over that usually lay down the pipe and then I'm disappointed. And like I said, right now, I'm not fucking any women. And my pussy is like, I keep looking like a fucking perv in the street right now when I see chicks on the street. Like, I have now become that guy, but a chick, who is frequently turning her head to look at every girl's ass. And because I hit the gym every day, which I'm probably gonna do tonight too, because I need to, I'm on a streak and I'm gonna keep going. I'm really checking out, like, the tits and ass, and I'm creeping. Like, some of you who follow me on Snapchat, Ms. Radio Sapphire, shameless plug right there. But most of you guys who follow me on Snapchat know this. Like, I will take straight up pictures of a girl and say, I tap that. I want that. Oh my God. You guys are lucky that I'm not just saying sit on my face. Like, I'm thinking some disgusting, perverted things up in the gym. And especially when I get high before the gym. Ooh. Let me tell you, getting high before the gym, it is the lead up to good sex. Like, you know when you get that good foreplay, you get some good head, and I don't care if you're a male or a female, when you get that good head that gets you, like, sloppy wet, and then you're like, yes, I'm ready to bang it out, that's exactly how I feel when I get high before a workout. And all that's missing is the factor that I come home, I take a shower, and I have ridiculous, nasty after gym, after my second blunt, sex. Like, that's what's really fucking missing. I can't even tell you. I'm gonna spark up right now just because it's the 420 episode. And if you are smoking, I want people to hearts right now on the Periscope. Let me know what you're smoking. Are you smoking doobies? Are you dabbing? Are you waxing? What are you guys doing? So, like I said, starting off, let's talk about the weed strains that have been known to get you on a good high, on a good level of highness, okay? So I said hybrids most of all, and one of my favorite hybrids right now is called Girl Scout Cookies. It really hits the spot. And it's like a mellow high. It's not like straight up to the high, like the head high, where you're just like, oh my God, I can't do shit. I just wanna like lay down and fall asleep. No. This shit, it hits you all over, and especially makes the late for the ladies, it makes the lady bits tingle. Another one of my favorites, and I also got some of these suggestions from High Times magazine, of course. There's Skywalker. I can tell you, one time I did Skywalker, I had a blunt with this guy, and he grows his own weed, and he's like a weed connoisseur. So he's like, yeah, you gotta try this Skywalker, man. Like, this shit, we're gonna trip the fuck out. Now, mind you, this guy and I, we never in a million years, like, we used to have smoke sessions all the time. Never in a million years, I would have never fucked him in real life. And that's not because he's a bad, like, an ugly dude. It's just like, I never saw him that way. So anyways, we're getting high off of this Skywalker. We're listening to some good music. I think we were listening to Dilla. Most likely we were, to J Dilla. And all of a sudden, at one point, we're just like laid out on the couch, and he just like puts his hand on my thigh, and he starts creeping up even more. And just everything just felt so fucking good. So good to the point where I almost let him slip it in my ass that night, because I was just really comfortable. It was just like everything was just sensational. It was just everything was touching the right spot. He was just, you know, exploring my body. Like, he was taking his time, and I was taking my time and just running my fingers on his abs. And then we were smoking. Then we would shotgun each other. And then I jokingly said, what if I were to smoke and blow on and shotgun it to your dick? Like, would it make your dick sleepy? And so we did it. It didn't, of course. I mean, he still kept fucking me really well. But it was just like that light, mellow body high that I love the most. So Skywalker, the best. Another one, it's not my favorite, but it seems to be everybody else's, and it's blue cheese. Bear with me. The name kind of matches up with the smell and the taste. The taste especially, you ever like eat a dairy product? For instance, you're having a cheeseburger and you just have like a shit ton of cheese. I love cheese. I'll eat cheese by itself. I don't care what kind of cheese it is, as long as it's cheese. A bitch loves cheese. Call me a mouse if you will. So anyways, the blue cheese strain, it really has like a cheesy aftertaste. It has a very pungent smell. I definitely wouldn't recommend to roll up a J and go to the hotel room with it. Like, you gotta be at home and doing it. But that definitely is gonna lead into some freaky butt sex play. Bear with me. This man, not the guy I smoked the Skywalker with, we're gonna call this man Butt Plug. Butt Plug didn't tell me he likes his ass played with. And I'm not gonna gonna shame anybody who loves to do things with their ass, but I'm just not really that comfortable in playing around with some ass unless if I really like you. But this man, we're smoking the blue cheese, and all of a sudden, he grabs this bullet and shoves it up his ass. And it's vibrating in his ass, and he's getting off to this. And I'm just looking at this man like, is this really fucking happening? And so I got a little curious, and I said, okay, you have this thing stuck in your ass. Why don't you fuck me with it? I wanted to see if the vibrations in his ass were gonna contact to his dick as he's fucking me, and maybe, you know, use him like my personal vibrator. Didn't work out that way. Long story short, the butt plug kind of popped out and shit happened. Literally. That was the last time I smoked blue cheese, and that was the last time I saw that butt plug man. Just nasty. Fucking nasty. Another one of my favorites, and everybody at one time in their life, you can't not smoke weed. You cannot have a blunt without some Granddaddy Purple. Gotta have some Granddaddy. It's purple. You look under the light, it's soft, it's beautiful, and it smells like fucking sex. And I'm talking red wine, blunt rolled. You got some old school funk on. You got some James Brown, some Marvin Gaye, I Want You. Or even just like that mellow shit that you like to get down to. That, my friends, is some good sex. Mr. J. Robinson says, I've never smoked a day in my life. And I'm not shunning you. Honey, I don't want to shun you. If you don't smoke, fine. You're just listening to the podcast because you love me. Hopefully. But I'm telling you, if you've never smoked a day in your life, I'm not telling you to go out and smoke because there is the paranoia level. Trust me, I was a paranoid fuck for like 3 years. The first 3 years that I started smoking, I was paranoid as hell, especially my freshman year. Like, people did not want to smoke with me because I was known as the girl who would pee in bushes, run from the cops, and hide in just like any place. I'd cry uncontrollably. Enough with the damn screenshots. What the fuck are you doing all this? Man, there ain't nothing to see. What the fuck? Enough with the damn screenshots. I'm so sick of this bullshit. Damn. Anyways, I was a paranoid motherfucker, okay? I cough blocked my own self or pussy blocked my own self. And my friend who's in the room knows this story. But I had a house to myself that wasn't mine. We smoked too much. And I got mad at everybody in the household because I thought they were talking shit about me. Meanwhile, one of the people that is in here, she's eating a big ass bowl of cereal. There's all these fucking bowls in the house, and she's grabbing a mixing bowl. Who grabs a mixing bowl to put this much cereal in? That's highness for you. Everybody wants to know what happens when ladies get high together. We eat and we talk a lot of shit about men. Okay? I don't understand it. I just wanted to get some pussy that night. I had pussy that was going to stay over, and we were going to have wild, crazy sex in the pool, wild, crazy sex in the living room. Didn't fucking happen because my paranoid ass got mad that she was fucking helping me clean. So let me tell you, be careful of how you're intaking your weed. If you can't handle the vape smoke, then you sure as hell don't want to do a volcano. Don't dab. I heard very many things about dabbing. Oh, Lord. I don't understand. Yes, I have sex. What the fuck, Toothy? Yes, I have sex. What the fuck you mean, do you have sex? Oh, my goodness. Kind of name is Toothy anyways. Probably some bum fuck, I don't know. But anyways, just be careful what you smoke, you guys. For real. Just be careful. Yes, that's mean. You just said, do I have sex? Like, as if I can't have sex. Anyways, let's go to the methods. So if you're ever gonna smoke weed, just be careful of how you're intaking it. There's a lot of pros and cons with a lot of it. The vape pens, just make sure that you're not getting robbed of your vape bridge cartridge. Because sometimes the vapes, they're going to pop off. The tips are going to pop off. And it's just not worth it. And then, I'm not a weed roller, so I get my pre-rolls. Pre-rolls are good to go. And for one, let's light up because it's time. And something a little bit more sexier. There's nothing sexier than seeing your own girl rip from a bong. Am I right or am I right though? Getting hits from the bong are some of the most sensual things that a woman can do. And I love how pipes, honestly, subtly, I think whoever discovered or made the pipes in the beginning, why do they all look like dicks? Everybody complains that my bowl, they don't want to smoke out of my bowl sometimes because they said it looks like a cock. First of all, I don't suck penises this small. This would never satisfy me if this was a dick, ever. This shit would just never, ever, can't go to town. But anyways, pick your right bong. Pick your right bowl. Don't have to fill it to the brim. Just fill it up with some good shit. Here's another thing. Red wine is always good with a little bit of weed. Always good. And I'm going to do an experiment tonight. Right here, in this tiny little vial, I have Foria. Foria is a THC-enhanced lubricant for sex. I'm not saying I'm fucking myself on camera, but I will rub myself of some of this oil at one point in the show, and I'm going to tell you if it fucking works. But until then, I think it's time for everybody's favorite segment, which is the Dazed, Sexed, and Confused News. And this is where I talk about some of the wildest shit that is going on. And coincidentally, a lot of this shit has something in common. So here we go.
Dazed, Sexed, Confused. Dazed, Sexed, Confused.
A man gets hit, stabbed with a glass bong, and then shoots his attacker. So this happened in New Mexico. Red wine does the trick, man, I'm telling you. So anyways, a man in Peoria, New Mexico. Peoria police are investigating a suspected drug transaction that turned violent Sunday night when a man shot his attacker after being struck over the head with a glass bong and stabbed with the broken shards, officials say. Both men were taken to hospitals in serious conditions, according to the police department, issued this past Monday. Police said two men entered a home and to conduct a drug transaction. One of the visitors got into a confrontation with one of the residents, at one point hitting him with the glass bong and stabbing him with it. First of all, glass bongs, if they're made right, they're pretty fucking sturdy. They can take a mean hit sometimes. I shit you not, my baby bong, my baby lead bubbler, it was on the beam of my loft, and that shit fell onto the hardwood floor and did not break. It didn't break until it fell off on my kitchen counter and shattered. But it's crazy. But anyways, glass bongs like these, they're kind of fucking hard. So this means the man had to really break it over the fucking head and then proceed to stab the other guy. Now, I want to know, did he try to smoke him out afterwards? Okay, that was a really bad joke. I'm sorry. So anyways, the police conducted a search warrant at the residence when the fight broke out and located a small amount of narcotic drugs. A related search warrant was served on a home nearby, and it revealed the firearm that was used in the altercation. No arrests have been made on Monday night, and the investigation is still going on. Okay, two things that are wrong with this. Two men go to a hospital, and you mean to tell me they get into a scuffle and nobody's been arrested? How can you not be arrested for stabbing a motherfucker with a bong? there's some something doesn't add up. It's kind of, something's misleading, because if this was in LA, that motherfucker would have been instantly in jail, having shitty ass medical attention, probably with the bong like glass still in his like fucking forehead or wherever the fuck he got stabbed. So Arizona, get your shit together. Our next story. This is kind of stupid. Stanford bans hard alcohol at undergrads parties. Do I have a medical card for that? Yes. What are you, the fucking police? Yes, I have a medical card for that. And I do have a medical reason why I smoke marijuana, which I will get to in the minute. Anyways, Stanford bans hard alcohol at undergrad parties. So after months of headlines about the heavy drinking culture at Stanford, thanks to Brock Turner's rape case, and Brock Turner is the kid that got drunk at a party and raped a chick who was unconscious behind a trash can, and they're trying to say, are you for real, dude? Trump 2016? Fuck Trump. Fuck that motherfucker. No. Don't you come onto my page with some Trump bullshit. I don't fucking trust that motherfucker, and neither should you. And to all the dumbasses out there that are trying to vote for fucking Trump, y'all are some dumbass, racist, chauvinistic, misogynist, homophobic assholes. That's what you fucking are. I said it. Sue me. I'm glad they erected all those naked ass, and Hillary's a criminal, and you think Trump isn't? Let's take a pause on this Stanford case and let's talk about Hillary versus Trump. I'm not saying either candidate is qualified, okay? I'm not telling you who I'm voting for, but I'm gonna tell you this. Trump is a fucking criminal. Trump is an ass. And this is the most ridiculous election by far. By far. Enough said. So if you're gonna vote for Trump because you think that the man's gonna make us fucking rich, he doesn't give a shit about you. He does not give a shit about anybody. He doesn't give a shit. He does not give a shit about this country. This whole thing is a fucking act. Dude, Trump is a fucking criminal. Go back and look at all the shit he's ever done in society. He's a fucking criminal. Just because he hasn't gone to jail doesn't mean he's not a fucking criminal. Everybody fucking lies. What politician doesn't fucking lie? If you're listening to the podcast, this guy is saying that Trump is not a criminal, that Trump hasn't broken any laws or crimes. How about this? Trump has continuously made public sexual harassment comments. He makes very, very suggestive sexual innuendo comments in very respectable areas. How dare you call out a woman for what she wears during a political race? Why does it fucking matter? But you treat her like a piece of meat and you're supposed to be the leader of our free country? Shut the fuck up with that bullshit. And then you're saying that women are not allowed to have an abortion because they're whores. And exactly, T. Brown, he has plenty of money to fucking hide it. He's a fucking criminal. He's a fucking criminal. Tell me, when's the last thing that Trump has done good for this country other than the fact entertain Americans with the show Apprentice? Name me one good thing that Trump has done in the past 10, 15, hell, the last 3 years for society. Make a believer out of me, please. Because as much as you want to say is Hillary Clinton is a criminal, wears 5,000, and wait a second, now you're an idiot. You say that Hillary Clinton wears $5,000 outfits. What do you think Trump wears? Trump is the richest fucking asshole on this planet. What do you think he does? He throws out his fucking money all the time. So your points are very invalid. I'm gonna keep going on with my show, not to get too political, but fuck Trump. Trump 2016 is not gonna fucking happen. It's just not fucking happening. So anyways, it's not commenting on his, and that's not sexual harassment, commenting on his wardrobe. When you're blatantly saying that you want to fuck a woman, but you're not gonna fuck her because she's a blonde, that's sexual harassment. look up every sexual harassment comment that he's ever said. When you are implying to do sexual acts to a female or male in public, that is sexual harassment. When you are physically addressing that you want to plow your meat into someone, you want me to quote you on one? Okay, here we go. Since now we want to put this into a Trump show, Trump sexual harassment. How about this? Trump sexual misogynistic quotes. Yes, quotes. Don't come with me with this political bullshit. I will fucking murder you. You want everything that Trump has ever said that's been offensive to women and to society? Here you go. When you call women slobs and pigs, it's an honest conversation. No, it's not just an honest conversation. You're trying to say that this man has never said anything wrong. How about this? 1990 in Vanity Fair. Not just Rosie O'Donnell. 1990, he belittled his wife by saying, "I would never buy Ivana any decent jewels or pictures. Why give her negotiable assets? She's your fucking wife. You probably had a prenup and you make your own comments." I said 1990, asshole. Here's another one. He called women beautiful pieces of ass back in 1991 when he was still married. He said, "You know, doesn't really matter what they are, what they write, as long as you got a young and beautiful piece of ass." And this is when he was addressing George H.W. Bush when he was president, and he spoke to Esquire magazine about the females. Here's another one. He called all women's gold diggers. I hope he left. Am I done? I hope I'm done. Nope, he's still here in the chat. So here we go. So anyways, 1997, he goes on to Trump, The Art of Comeback, and he talks about his prenups. I know who you are, Eric, but seriously, you're now ruining my show. But we're gonna talk about it because I like to engage in people like this and I like to teach you something. So going on, Trump, Art of Comeback. He comes back and says something on prenup agreements. There are basically three types of women and reactions. One is a good woman who loves her husband, her future husband, solely for himself, but refuses to sign the agreement on principle. "I fully understand this, but the man should take a pass anyways and find someone else." The other is the calculating woman who refuses to sign prenuptial agreement because she is expecting to take advantage of the poor, unsuspecting sucker she's got in her grasp. There's also the woman who will openly, quickly sign a prenuptial agreement in order to make a quick hit and take the money given to her. Do I need to go on the timeline and how sexist and stupid and idiotic this man is? So going on to my day sex and confused news, because we're going on to some crazy fucking shit about fucking Donald Trump, who I fucking cannot stand, and I'm gonna say it again. I don't like the motherfucker. I stopped watching Celebrity Apprentice, and I used to love that show other than him. So, let's go back. After months of this rape case with Mr. Turner, Stanford has a new rule on drinking. No more hard alcohol at undergrad parties, reports the Stanford Daily. Beer and wine are still okay, though. But no booze more than 40 proof or 20% by volume. Undergrads can still keep hard alcohol in their dorm rooms, provided the bottles are smaller. Our intention is not a total prohibition of substance, but rather a targeted approach that limits high-risk behavior, says the school officials. Critics, however, think the new rules carry out risks of their own, specifically students pre-gaming in the dorms before parties. Okay, this is where I have to go wrong with this. There's no college in the world that all colleges, they already do have a no alcohol tolerance, but zero alcohol tolerance policy. That's a written rule in all the colleges. However, you cannot put a ban, and I think this is a very stupid ban. You're saying that beer and wine is still okay, but as long as it's under 40 proof and 20% by volume. It doesn't matter. If you're gonna ban alcohol, ban all alcohol. Ban it all. But it's still not gonna help, because how are you gonna police the fact that these students are still pre-gaming in their dorm? Like, they are still gonna pre-game. rapes happen not just at parties. Rapes happen all over campus. People still get drunk off of wine. If you're a person who's getting back into fitness, one glass of wine, even just a couple sips of wine, can make a person drunk. If your alcohol tolerance is so low, I'm sorry, but there's no way you're going to prevent this. I understand you want to do something against the rape cases in college, but just, if you're going to ban something, ban it all. If you have a zero drug policy, then have a zero alcohol policy. And I mean, by all means, make it zero alcohol policy. Go into the rooms and search the bottles. And if you can't find bottles, look in the cabinets for, I don't know, empty cans of juice, water bottles, mason jars. Go in everything. And some people are like, what the fuck, Sapphire? You're giving all the secrets. No, but you see what I mean? If they're gonna ban something, they're gonna have to go through with it more. You're just gonna have to do that. There's no way you can put this ban on alcohol and it's gonna lower the rape numbers. There's just no way. And if Stanford wants to prove me wrong, then I'll tune in and keep an eye on this story. Because school just started, and most of the rape cases that happen are always in the beginning of the year. Of the beginning of the school year. So we'll check back in a couple months, but I think that Stanford is wrong for this. If you're gonna ban it fucking all. But I do have to say, for the guys and girls who are going to college, just, I'm gonna say it again. There's nothing wrong with having regret sex. But if you are inebriated and you say no and the person stops, then that's not rape. If they do not stop when you tell them to stop, it is rape. Flat out. That is sexual assault. That is rape. But I have to say, guys, be smart. If she cannot get up those stairs, and even though she's saying, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, take her upstairs and get out. Get out. Put her in a bathroom. Give her to her friend. If she can't do it, get out. Immediately. And girls, too. Because girls, there are some girls out there, I'm not saying all women, and I'm not saying all men, but men and women both rape each other. Yes, there are cases of women who have raped men, but it's very little that they go reported. And even rapes now still go unreported. But I don't want to make this all entirely based off of rape, but I'm just saying and making it very clear, because a lot of students, college students, do listen to this podcast, and I have parents who send this off to their kids as well. Go in groups. If you know where you're going, know some landmarks, tell your friends where you are, other than the fact that you're in a house by a tree. Take some numbers down, do something. But like I said, when it comes to drinking, sex, and alcohol, even weed, when we lower our inhibitions, things can happen. And I always like to promote safe sex, but just be mindful. And with that, you guys, I think it's a wrap-up. So now I got to tell you the big announcement, okay? The big announcement is, I'm going to show you right now. You're probably wondering why I've been looking at different angles. This is my boy, Menes. He is taking video because Sapphire's Airplay is coming to fucking YouTube. That's right, you're gonna get some preview clips, because on the Periscope, as soon as this broadcast is done, honey, I'm deleting the broadcast. And that means the only way that you can get your visual aid of Sapphire's Airplay is either by going to our YouTube page, which will be coming soon, or you go to ConnectPal and look up Sapphire's Airplay, and for $5 a month, you guys get to keep and download all episodes of Sapphire's Airplay. I know I've been plugging it in, but we're serious. The videos of Sapphire's Airplay are coming up. You get teasers every week of Sapphire's Airplay, which is gonna be awesome. And like I said, as soon as I'm done with this broadcast, this one's done. So that means every week, if you're not watching live, you better make sure that you are subscribed onto Connect Bell, or you get the little teaser videos on YouTube. And don't forget to also check out Yasmin De Leon and I for Late Night Tea on Thursday nights. Our next episode will be after Labor Day, because we understand people are going out of town. People, you know, got to do things. So we will be back in 2 weeks. So that will be September 6th, I believe. Late Night Tea is also periscoped, and the broadcasts are deleted. So remember, you got to pay attention and look out for the notifications on my Twitter which is Ms. Radio Sapphire, MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. And that's on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. I do play Xbox, and so we can be friends. I'll play you on Mortal Kombat, Call of Duty. It's awesome. Yes, follow Late Night Tea, which is LNT Radio on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you guys so much. And I gotta say to everybody who's watching the little sneak preview of Sapphire Zia Play, make sure you go download it, Misfits Podcast Network, also on iTunes, SoundCloud, Podomatic, and wherever the fuck you get your podcast. Alright everybody, good night. Remember, safe sex is the best hot sex. Till next week. Good night.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.